holds my breath. But there's no guarantee of any life or any death these days. I'm ready to. Sparks fly in a gasoline tank as we embark on a boat already sinking these days.
Your head to it, so he jumps out of bed and gets ready. your case. Going to the same place. And he knows that you're willing to drop $3 on a cup of joe. That you finish in 10 minutes. But you're holding quarters, cause you won't drop four on a track you could spin for infinite. No, you won't drop four on a track you could spin for infinite, infinite. If you just took a minute, look at the big picture, you could see that I just need love. Doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time you see me on the sidewalk flicking my 1/6 string, playing my favorite song, promise to sing along. I said la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, toca la guitarra.
Me. Thomas and the Ghost Gamblers, You Wreck Me. And before that, we had Zubris La Guitarra. And we started out our show today with Matt Phillips and the Philharmonic Move. You are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. And Licks and Lyrics is underwritten by the Music Loft of Carrboro, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music-making experience. Visit their store right in downtown Carrboro. Give them a call at 919-968-4411. Or you can also check them out at musicloftofcarrboro.com. And guess what? We got live in the studio Orlando Parker Jr. And he also brought Ian Linebaugh. Thank you both for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's great. This is early for musicians. So, yeah.
Who had a show last night.
Who had a late show last night, right?
Yeah.
Right. But that's good. That means you're busy.
It is good.
Uh-huh. You've been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
And that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh.
ma'am.
So what else is new? You got more stuff coming up?
I do have more stuff coming up. So in April, I have some charitable things that I'm doing. I did a musical last fall, and the director of that musical, Chasta Hamilton, she owns a couple of dance theaters in Raleigh, Stage Door Dance Company.
Uh-huh.
And she is hosting a fundraiser on April 1st. The students are raising money to build a well, clean water well in South Africa.
Oh. Nice.
And so she was gracious and kind enough to ask me to perform at that fundraiser. And
oh, nice.
I'm looking forward to doing that on April 1st. And it's going to be at the North Raleigh Arts and Creative Theater. And tickets are on sale for that.
And what's the event called then?
It's called Make a Splash.
Make a Splash.
And all of the music is water themed. So like the songs have... And I was asked to sing a specific song. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say what I'm singing.
But it is water themed.
Yes.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Songs like TLC has Waterfalls.
Things, yeah.
I'm not singing
right. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun. I'm looking. There's two shows that day. There's one at 4 and one at 8, and I'm at both of them.
Whoa.
And then there's the Walk to Defeat ALS. I'm a committee member of 4 years now. I helped plan that Triangle Walk downtown Raleigh, and I'm singing the national anthem there as well as walking. So I invite people to join me.
It's very nice.
Please meet people that are affected by ALS. It'll change your life.
So you're doing all kinds of things musically and giving back to the community.
That's right. Let's not forget about Out Rally on May 6th.
Looking forward to that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
11:30 on the main stage.
And so is there a website? Are you good at updating your website and keeping stuff?
Very good.
Yeah.
It's so much work, but I'm good at it because it just takes a couple of seconds to go on and
if
do whatever.
If you do it on your phone and you just keep yourself doing
it. My Facebook page, my artist page, I always encourage people to go and follow that page rather than sending like a personal Facebook friend request because I tend to use my artist page to... Do all that sort of stuff.
And you're good at updating it.
Very good at updating it.
Okay. Yep. So, and if people look you up, then just Orlando Parker Jr.
Yes, ma'am.
The one and only.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So Ian brought some stuff with him, including some two guitars, as well as we've got some live tracks here. So how long have you been playing with Orlando then? Because you called him my...
He's my musical director.
Musical director.
Uh-huh. Assistant band leader was just not fitting enough.
I feel like you're
a band leader when I am telling everyone what to do and... in charge of like, oh, this is the chord that we need for this and blah, blah, blah. And then Ian is sort of like, you know, in charge of them underneath my little umbrella.
Uh-huh.
But he's the person telling them what chords they need to play and how the song should go and blah, blah, blah. So he's the musical director, to be quite honest.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's good. Yes. Be honest with your props.
Yeah. And I'm happy to have him in that position.
Yeah,
and we've been playing together since last like late summer, I want to say. I met him in the studio when I had just began trying to get my Tell Me No EP together.
Okay.
I was at different studios, you know, talking to people, and I met him there, And I had a show coming up for Night Sound Studios' 15-year anniversary.
Sure.
And he reached out to me and said, hey, are you still looking for somebody to play that gig? And I said, I absolutely am. And so he played a song with me there, and we just stayed connected from that point on.
And, nice. So that's like,
am I telling that story right?
I think more or less. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, I remember it completely differently.
I have worked with, he's looking at, I never know how he's to read his face because he's always in like deep thought. But no, that's the way I think it happened. I've worked with so many musicians over the past year. Yeah. So it's kind of like,
Yeah. But
a lot to keep track of.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But you work together. Well, you trust his opinion.
Very much so.
Yeah.
More
that's
than
good.
Anybody else's.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. That you got it. You got to be able to have that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Someone with good ears who you can trust. Is
good ears
definitely
knows how to work with an artist. That's the important thing, is to have to be a musical director or anyone in charge. You need to have the right temperament to deal with an artist.
Right.
And directors and different people in the industry, some have that and some don't. Artists were very weird.
Absolutely.
Random.
Absolutely.
Creative, out of the box people. Mm-hmm. And you just have to have the right personality to be able to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. So that's why I keep him around.
Yeah.
He puts up with my craziness.
Creative crazy.
Yes,
creative,
I'm always crazy. Changing set lists at the last minute. I'm like, the music voice told me that I don't need to sing that song at the show. I need to sing this song. So you guys don't have, you have to learn this in 24 hours. No. Not that crazy, but
not that bad.
Enough.
But maybe.
But yeah. I'm an artist. I mean, I really am. And it's like, every set is not going to be the same for every show and every venue and every crowd. It's going to change.
And so if you're feeling, I thought it was I was going to be feeling this, and now I'm feeling this.
Exactly.
We got to go with, because you want to do your best.
I want to do my best, and I want my show to make sense. I'm not just randomly singing songs. Every song that comes behind the other has to sort of make sense. Like why I'm singing My Love Is Your Love after Love's in Need of Love Today. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh,
I don't want to sing a song like Tell Me No after Love's in Need of Love Today, because it's a different vibe.
They don't really
go together. So the whole show has to flow and tell a cohesive story.
So then if one song changes, everything changes.
Really, yeah. And so I move my set around from show to show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so how long have you been writing and singing and...
So I would say my first professional gig was in 1998.
Okay.
But I've been singing since I was a kid. My dad is a pastor.
Oh,
church
okay.
Pastor.
Ah, so you're
I sang in his
sang
church.
In the church choir.
I came up singing in a church.
There you
yes.
go. Well, then that's good. That
and
means you got good pipes.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been
writing
music since I was in high school. I actually went to New York about a week and a half ago. And the first person who ever choreographed me in a talent show is a friend from high school. And we got to connect after not seeing each other for 20 years.
Oh, how fun.
She and I used to write music together all that stuff.
And now she's in New York.
Yeah, now she's in New York.
And still doing music too?
She is, yeah.
How fun.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was nice to connect.
It keeps going.
And we're both still doing what we were doing when we were 15 years old. So that's great.
Yeah. And you knew when you were in high school then that was what you wanted to do? You were like, I want to be a singer. I want to be a songwriter.
Life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah,
the songwriting and everything?
Not the songwriting so much, but I always knew I wanted to sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do poet? Did you, like, are you a poet? Do you write poetry?
I always journaled and wrote poetry.
Yeah.
And then when I was in high school and I met my friend who's in New York and some other friends that I still have in my life from high school, they encouraged me to write. And the more I learned about the music business... and like where the money was. I was like, oh, I need to write my own songs.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
But I don't let myself, that doesn't determine whether or not I do the song or not, if I wrote it or not. It's all about
the flow.
The flow and the feeling. If there's a feeling that I can relate to, if the song tells my life story or it's an artist who has inspired me somewhere in my life and I wanna pay my respects to them, then I do the song. Because it's all about.
And so like some of the songs that you do are what? I know I've heard you. So I know I've heard you play a cover, at least one
You've
cover.
You've heard me play Stevie Wonder a lot.
Stevie Wonder,
Whitney Houston, Sam Cooke, Donny Hathaway, all the people that influenced
me. And these were probably ones that you grew up singing. So you just own them like in your childhood, you know?
I don't know if I hope I own them.
Yeah. No, but you know, but like yeah. when they're from like your childhood, they're just
anything
such a
Whitney,
part of
I
you.
I own it. Yeah, yeah. It's like yeah. I could sing that in my sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
I listen to
yeah.
her more than yeah. anyone.
So. Whitney.
Oh, yes.
She's.
I love her.
Yeah.
So much.
Well, well, let's hear some music. How about we hear something? You want to play
sure.
something off the CD? You
want to do that? Why don't we do Master Blaster, which is a Stevie Wonder remake?
I think that sounds like
yeah,
a good idea.
My second
Ian, are you going to press the buttons on that, or are
yeah.
you going to?
I think Orlando's got it there.
Master Blaster. This is Orlando Parker Jr.
Than July. Though the world is full of problems, they couldn't touch us even if they tried. All around I hear rhythm, Whitney's heart on the box. Tonight there will be a party on the corner at the end of the block. Didn't know that you would be down until the break of dawn. See, nobody ever told you that you we'll be jamming and jamming and jamming and jamming and jamming. They want us to join their fighting, but our answer today is to let all our worries, like the breeze through our fingers, slip away. Peace has come back to Raleigh. North Jack's right on. But we've only just begun. I didn't know that you would be down into the break of dawn. See, nobody ever told you that you would be down into the break of dawn. We'll be down and down and down and down on. See, nobody ever told you that you would be down into the break of dawn. Well, even to the feeling and just your body.
That is awesome. That's
having
it.
A little fun. Yeah.
That, yeah. You know, you know when we were talking and you were saying why you're it's still playing. I'm just gonna turn it down.
Yeah.
But we were talking.
Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, wait.
This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Like woo. but you were saying, oh, I chose that one because of the guitar at the end. You really like it. And so I was like, wow, well, what is it? But yeah.
You see.
Uh-huh.
It's so special. He didn't know I left it in there because I mixed on my own. I went back for another session and did all that mixing, and I was like, I think that needs to stay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Kind of amazing.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely.
It's so dirty.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh,
that's
my.
That's what that song, yeah. It's what
uh-huh.
It's the climax to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's definitely some nice climax right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, Lexi.
A little bit talented.
There you go. Now I see. Yes. Okay.
It's all starting to make sense now.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. And you were talking about how when y'all were recording the EP, and I'm sorry, what's it called again? Don't
tell me no.
Oh, tell me no.
Mm-hmm. Do not tell me no. Do not. Those who know me know. Don't tell me no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I will dig.
A particular way.
Yeah, you better caress that real nice.
Are you admitting that you can be a bit stubborn? Does that make you feel more stubborn?
I probably am stubborn. Very headstrong.
But also, like, you find it like a challenge. Like, if someone's told you not, well, now I'm really.
Very much so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I've overcome a lot of adversity in my life, so there's not a whole lot that I don't feel I can't uh-huh, do. So, uh-huh, uh-huh. And that's said with humility. It's just, you know, uh-huh. you learn how to tackle life and take
roll
things
up your
on.
Sleeves
yeah,
and
roll
and
up
get
your
it
sleeves
done.
And dig your mm-hmm. feet right in, like it says, and tell me no.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh.
And I've been told no a lot, and that's what, you know, that's a lot of us have. And uh-huh. so you have to persevere
uh-huh.
and transcend and keep on moving forward. And sometimes it is a challenge when people tell me that I can't do things, because I'm like, hey, really, you think that I can't do that? Let me show you this. So yeah
so it's a very positive thing,
very
really.
positive. You take something negative and you turn it into a positive. That's what life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. sometimes things happen that hurt your feelings, and like Carrie Fisher, who just passed away, said, you take your broken heart and you make it into art.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what my life has been, is mm-hmm. taking, you know, broken things and broken mm-hmm. situations and making it something positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
lemons,
it's all
lemonade.
About. Yeah.
There you go.
Lemons out of lemon. What did you, whatever you just
Beyonce.
Said. Beyonce. Ah, yes. Little beehive reference.
That's right.
We love Quain Bey.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, but we were talking about, Ian was going on about during the break about how the EP came about and,
right.
and the time well, that it took. And
yeah.
he can talk more about that than
yeah.
I, because he was there. And, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was just, well, you were saying that it happened pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think Orlando was booking some shows and was referencing, you know, needing some more content sooner rather than later. And we ended up working with Nick Peterson, who's amazing and wonderful at a track and field recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was about 3 sessions. I don't know, maybe 25 hours or thereabouts. Which is obviously, you know,
which is,
not just overnight, but
yeah.
it's not a lot
no,
of time.
No, no, but I mean, when you consider, like, there were drums and mm-hmm. some sick guitar parts, and you know, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to record, and it feels very rockin', very organically,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely a sense of urgency in getting it done. You know, we wanted to get it done pretty quickly, so it was kind of just, I think we maybe had a rehearsal or two, and we went in and did it. Steve Eisenstadt was playing bass, and the amazing Danny Mason was on drums. Mm-hmm. And he literally came in for about an hour, hour and a half, cut his drum tracks, and was off to Charlotte to do something with Liquid Pleasure.
Wow.
Then we, you know, recorded some guitar parts, came in for a couple more hours one night, and then everything was just kind of sent back. Or as Orlando said, he went back and mixed it a little bit later. I just kind of had the raw materials and, you know, put together there so we could, Orlando, you know, needed something to reference in booking and promoting.
And that was your first EP, right?
This is my debut EP, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so that sounds pretty painless, really, compared to, like, you know, you hear
it
people.
It is pretty painless compared to some of the horror stories that I hear. And
yeah.
I'm just so pleased at how it all came together, because when you're doing something quick like that, you mm-hmm. it's always about the quality for me. No matter how much time I have, it's
yeah.
got to be good quality. Mm-hmm. But also there's some insecurity, like, am I moving too fast or should I take my time? And
yeah.
I'm looking back, and in hindsight,
and
I'm glad I did it the way I did.
My ears get tired.
Yeah.
My ears get tired. Like, I just
exactly.
get to the point where I just, you know, it's hard to listen to the same thing, especially yourself. Over and
very
over
difficult.
And over, you just start to, like, hear the, like, minute little
mm-hmm.
yeah.
But, you know, I've learned over the years to sort of relieve myself of that as well, because I'm
yeah.
the pickiest person when it comes to my voice.
Uh-huh.
But the peace that I've made with myself now is I give the best that I have that day, and then that's
yeah.
I let it go.
Yeah.
I recorded songs with bronchitis and all kinds of
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
First version of
Singer
Valerie.
Singer Saving Grace.
I have bronchitis in the studio. People don't know, because, of course, you don't announce that. Like, hey, I just want you guys to know I have bronchitis when I did that. But I did. And I went in there. I was not canceling that session. I was like, we are going to do this in no matter what, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give it the absolute best that I have that day. And
right.
I did.
And I'm going to sleep really well.
That's
yeah.
right. Yes. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
that's very professional. Get it done.
You
got
to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you get it
I'm
done.
A deadline person. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's, if I set a deadline, I like to stick to it, or else I feel like things never will get done.
Yeah. yeah. Right. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, then you are giving musicians a bad name.
Yeah.
And, you know,
right,
we don't need that.
But the EP was one of the best decisions I've made as a musician, and I'm happy that I made it, because I did book the shows.
It really did help
yeah,
to book the shows.
I've
yeah
I've booked a lot recently, and I have a lot coming up, so it did what it was supposed to
do. So
do
you think you want to get back in the studio again and try to do some more recording, or you were actually talking about doing, now you were saying maybe some more videos, because the videos have been really nice too.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do another video off of Tell Me No.
Uh-huh.
One more.
Okay.
And I am going to be going back into the studio in a couple of weeks to work on the next single with Ian. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ian knows this already. Okay.
Of course he did.
Ian, you know what? You were joking. He's totally got a poker face.
He always, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just, like, always sitting
he's
there.
He's just really,
like,
cool.
Yeah. So
and
cool.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm like the opposite. I'm like hyper and
oh
a mess all the time. I'm like, hey, help me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No. He's always
he's
just,
always
yeah.
Cool
yeah.
As a
you
cucumber.
Have, like, poker
trying.
Face and you're just sitting there nodding just a little bit. Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, it's a way to cope with generalized anxiety, so, you know, just try and keep breathing.
I doubt he's
move
having any anxiety.
Here. Yeah.
Whatever. No, he's way cooler than me, and that's why it's a good chemistry.
It's a nice
him
balance.
As a musical partner, because I'm, like, different, and he's very calm, and so it's like a balance, I think.
Right,
yeah,
right. That's good.
Calm.
That's good.
I'm not going to lie. I shoot out emails and texts and everything all day long. Ian will send me something and I'll respond at like 3:30 in the morning. He's like, what are you doing up? I do not. I'm a vampire. I do not sleep. I work.
You don't need to sleep? Or do you just to get little cat naps?
I can't. It's like,
you
not
too
to
much
be
to
funny,
do?
But I kind of understand why Michael Jackson was addicted to propofol, because, like, your brain just, and that's a horrible thing to say, I think. But no, I'm just, but no, I no, it's not
you
a horrible
said,
thing
you,
to say.
You,
I can understand
the need to get stuff
why
done.
He needed to do that to go to sleep and shut his brain off. I understand. I don't do that, but
yeah, right,
I can
right.
see, I can comprehend why someone who's very creative would need to do something like that, because my brain just goes constantly. And it's not that I don't need to sleep, but I can't if I have things on my mind or things to do, or I'm emailing somebody about a show,
right,
or I'm emailing somebody about a modeling gig. Because in my career, it's either been seems like there's nothing going on,
right,
or everything's happening at once.
So
in the last 6 months have been everything happening at once and opportunities coming out of nowhere.
Like, so you're like, I'll sleep when
I'm dead, basically. When I'm successful, when I feel like I'm...
Right. I'll sleep when I can have someone else hire someone else to do this for me.
And that is the goal, to have someone else take over a lot of things.
But that's hard. Yeah. You got to trust them.
And I don't. I trust Ian. That's pretty
good. Right. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's progress.
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's a lot of people I trust. Don't get me wrong.
No. But
like
as a
Scott
musician,
D'Amato's
like giving over like the control of and something like that is, as you know, you and saying, if you've been someone who's been like feast or famine, now I'm going to trust you not to let this slide. You know, when you built it and built it and now it's doing well.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's a lot to give that up. So we're not there yet, but that's the goal, ultimately.
All right. That's a good goal.
Yeah.
That's a good first goal.
When someone else is willing to lose sleep over Orlando Parker Jr.'s career like I am, then I know they're ready to
own
some of my stuff.
Wanted.
Right,
someone
like
willing to lose sleep over Orlando Parker Jr.'s career.
That's right. Because I don't question it. If I have to stay up till 3 a.m, it's just what I do. But it's my life, so I understand that.
That's... That's a reasonable goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a reasonable, sort of something to look for in an assistant. How about some more music?
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't we do something live?
I think we should. I think we should. I think
I was about a little Valerie. Live.
A little live Valerie. Ian is going to go get his acoustic guitar.
So Amy Winehouse, who I love, from Camden Town, London.
Also love her. Loved her.
Mm-hmm. I got to visit London for the first time a couple of years ago, and I had my friend that lives there take me to her spots, because this was 2 years ago. I knew I wanted to cover this song.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm a spiritual person, so I'm like, I need to get connected with where this chick hung out. And I went to her favorite bar that you would see her stumbling out of on TMZ and stuff like that. I was like, I need to go see this place.
Yeah.
And it's called the Holly Arms in Camden. And I went there and I visited and just tried to get connected with her, because I respect her a lot as just an artist and a vocalist.
Yeah.
There are certain people who are just like, certain vocalists like her and Whitney Houston. They're just so superlative.
And unique. Like the minute you hear them, you're like, I know who that is.
And you know they're about to shut it down, even at their worst.
That's true.
They
that's
did.
True, because she had plenty of at her worst.
Yeah.
Actually, both. Really.
Both of them. Yeah.
And still brought it.
Gave you what you needed. So I got connected with her on that trip. And then on the way back from that, it was either that time or the second time in London, I watched her documentary and I really fell in love with her.
Ooh.
The documentary that her dad put out on her. And I got to really see
that.
How she's a real... Yeah, check that out.
But
she's such a beautiful spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I feel connected to her every time I sing the song. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So let's have some Orlando Parker Jr. sing some Valerie live. And we've got Ian Linebaugh on guitar.
Yay.
I like some lyrics.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I've come on home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, to jail. Put your house on up for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a tank. Hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. You're shopping anywhere. Change the color of your hair. Are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine? You were dodging all the time. Are you still dizzy? See, since I come on home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Yeah. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, yeah. Time I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things. Say, what you doing? And in my head I paint a picture. Yes, I do. Since I come on home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Awesome. That sounds great. That sounds good. That sounds good. Yes, yes, yes. And you obviously are having so much fun when you sing too. I think that that makes it even more contagious. You know, you're so, I don't know. I mean, what you admit is more than just singing. It's like this joy. Yeah. You can,
it's therapy for me.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with a mother who dealt with mental illness, and when I discovered Whitney Houston and I started mimicking her and like retreating to the bathroom to sing, is when I figured that this was like my saving grace and the thing that made me happy, and it's where I find peace, and I find peace in it now in those moments, even though I'm stressing before a show, after a show, before a studio session.
Do you get stressed out?
Not as much anymore.
Okay.
I keep it to myself. I used to like stress everybody around me. But I keep it to myself now. But I'm going over the set in my head. I'm like, I hope this goes right. And I hope that this doesn't go wrong or whatever. But
so you kind of are a planner.
I'm a planner.
Okay.
And
you've
I'm
got
learning
everything
to release, relax, relate, and release as I go along.
Okay.
But I still plan and I want my show to be the best that it can be.
Right.
But when I get on stage, I forget about all that stuff.
You're able to let it go.
Yeah, and I'm having the time of my life in that moment. Just I feel like my voice is a gift. And when I hear records, I'm just like, I can't believe that sound is coming from me. People say, I can't believe you're so skinny and you sing like that. I'm like, I can't believe it either, girl. I don't know where it comes from. I think it's a gift. I'm like, there's like a microphone built into my throat sometimes, I feel like. And it's when I'm producing that sound, it's like, it's, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It just feels really, really good.
Yeah.
It feels like a drug.
Yeah. So you're happy.
And yeah, I'm very
and
happy.
You're enjoying it.
I'm releasing endorphins when I'm doing that.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual experience when I'm singing. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not feeling right and I start singing and I really get into it, it all comes out and lifts up and goes away.
It'll
and
change I feel how better. You're
it's like a cleanse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't sing like that and then not be relieved of something.
Yeah.
So I love it. I'm addicted to singing.
So then do you try to make sure that your songs stay positive then? So are you trying to avoid like sort of sad songs and things that...
Not necessarily.
All right.
Because like I said, my set makes sense. So if I go into a dark place, I'm going to put a song behind it that's going to take me out of it. You know what I mean?
Okay. But so that's what you're talking about with your set flow.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. You let yourself go there, but you got to get out.
I got to get out.
You're not going to end like that.
I'm not going to end like that.
Okay.
And to be honest, as a singer, you know, it's easy to, you know, be open to like depression and things like that when you get done with a set because it's so much emotion giving. You're giving so much away and you're not getting it back.
Right.
So what I've had to focus on as a performer is finding ways when I walk off stage to replenish because I'm depleted when I walk off stage.
Right. Right.
And I need to get all as I'm giving so much away spiritually because I pray before I go up there and I'm just like, God, I hope you allow people to receive my message and be moved and inspired by what I'm doing. And I'm really like giving. And then I walk off and I'm just like, oh, Lord.
And so what do you do to replenish then?
I usually retreat.
Okay, so
I'm an introvert, really, and people don't understand that about me because
are you
I'm
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's on Facebook and this and that.
But you have to have your alone time.
I like my alone time.
Okay.
And it's the way I.
All right, that's
I
how you balance it.
Charge my batteries back up is by being alone. Yeah.
All right. So then, after a big show, when everyone's wanting to like be all over you and get their pictures taken with you, how much longer you can sign a few autographs? You can sell a few things.
We're not signing autographs yet.
Well, when you're playing the Cave, when is that? June?
That is June 3rd. And it's me.
Autograph.
Oh, let's talk about the Cave.
Oh yeah.
Because that's me and we opened for Dark Water Rising last night over here at the Cradle Back Room.
Yeah.
And Charlie, who's an incredible vocalist, Charlie Laurie, their front woman, extraordinaire. She's going to be doing a solo gig at the Cave with us. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, I was very, you know, she's someone that I've been watching and, getting inspiration from because I feel like she's just the singer. She can sing and she doesn't need any props or anything like that. And so I really respect that about her. So it'll be really nice to be on a bill with her. I think we're going to compliment each other.
You'll feed off each other's energy.
3 straight hours of people singing their faces off. With great bands behind them. So it'll be great.
That'll be fun. And when is that again?
It's June 3rd, Saturday.
Yep. That'll be a good show.
Yes, it will be.
And then got someone who knows how to play. You're gonna be there too.
I will be there.
He's there the majority of time. He's busy because he has a lot going on too, like we all do. So he's busy a lot. But luckily he's been able to be at the majority of my shows because I'm not happy when he's not there. I'm not.
Well,
there's only been like one that he couldn't do because it was literally a last minute. I did the Poorhouse a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't even know until like 4 days before, and so understandably he couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And the show was, we had a good show, we had fun, but it's still different.
Okay.
When you get used to
someone handling you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I need to be handled.
I know.
Let's just all be honest here.
Yeah.
And the band too, they need to be like I cannot pay to be wilder with what they're doing
behind
me.
Personalities. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I work with great musicians, luckily, you know. So it's usually Ian and Josh SoCal and Scott D'Amatos and now Kyle Parker. He's been playing with me recently and he's working out great for me. He's going to be at Out Raleigh and whatever else I have booked coming up.
Okay.
So
All right, yeah. Which people can find out about if they look you up on Facebook.
If they look me up on Facebook, they
sure can. Orlando Parker Jr.
Orlando Parker Jr. Yep, and on Spotify, you also can my shows there.
Oh, okay.
On Spotify.
Oh, okay.
I'm very, I know how to do this.
All right.
It's all synced up together.
Look at you.
Sometimes people think I'm on Twitter. I'm like, no, not really. It's just synced to my other pages. So when I post to one page, it goes there. That's how most of them are.
The multitasking is good.
I don't know how to use Twitter, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm trying to learn.
That's all right.
Yeah, but I don't really know.
Sometimes the best people aren't on Twitter.
Hello. Yeah, but follow me on Spotify or Orlando Parker Jr. and my music's on there. And anytime there's a new release, it's going to be there and they'll get it first.
Oh, okay.
And my shows are also on there.
And that includes the new one that you're talking about going in and recording, your new single?
Yes, Stunt Queen is the title of that.
It's called what?
Darling, it's Stunt Queen, honey.
Stunt Queen with a K.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
darling. I can't wait.
Yes.
Stunt Queen with a K.
Yes, this is a song I wrote, and Ian is producing with me, and it'll be out probably in June.
Okay, for the summer. For the summer festivals.
For the summer festivals. And I know I was recently quoted in something that said it was an EP. It's not an EP, it's a single.
It's a single. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's not spelled with a Q, it's spelled with a K, boo boo. Stunt Queen, the upcoming single. I'm gonna be doing singles quarterly for a while.
Okay,
focusing on singles.
Okay,
a lot of people have been asking me like, when is your album coming out?
Well, you can get them done
one at a time. Yeah,
we don't want to lock you up for too long. No one puts Orlando Parker Jr. in the corner.
They do not.
No.
Yeah, there's so much in me musically, and I want to. Ian is over here laughing his face off. There's so much in me musically, and I want to explore those things. And I think it was great to like establish myself as like who I am as an artist.
Yeah.
People know I love what I call real music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Luther Vandrosses and Stevie and Whitney and those people. Mm-hmm. And that's been put out there. And now it's time to have fun. I have other, like if you follow my modeling work, which is what a lot of people who know me for.
Oh, okay.
You see crazy photographs. I'm in wigs and makeup and I'm naked and all kinds of stuff. And all those are me, different parts of me.
Right.
And so musically, that's what we're doing right now, is exploring those different areas of me. And so we've done me in a suit, so to speak, musically. And now we're going to do me in those wigs and stuff now, and me naked. And Stunt Queen is leading us in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are going to be shocked when they start hearing
this. Stunt Queen is you naked in a wig?
Pretty much. It's translated into music.
Okay.
Yep.
Naked in a wig musically.
Stunt Queen, summer
musically naked in a wig. I can't wait.
Yep, with rouge lipstick on.
Oh, I can't wait.
No. Oh, God.
Well, can we... the time's going pretty quickly. It's 3:52. Can we hear some more music before we go?
Yeah, why don't we do another song?
Is this off your EP that you just had? I mean, we don't have to go. We can take a few extra minutes, you know.
Okay.
I want to, because you're here. We got Orlando Parker Jr. In the studio here today, and he's brought Ian Linebaugh, and they're here promoting their newly released
Tell Me No EP, which is on iTunes.
Tell Me No, but really do not tell it. It says Tell Me No, but really do not.
Exactly.
No.
It's something that you don't want to do.
No, no, no.
If you listen to the song, you'll understand why.
Okay.
So, I'm still very much from Detroit. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. No, so Tell Me No is on Spotify for streaming, iTunes to download, and also Google Play to download.
Okay, so we got the EP.
If you don't download anything else, make sure you download Transcend, because I wrote it.
Okay.
I get more money for you downloading it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's no kidding.
No, but really, just check out all the music, because we're playing these shows a lot, and we all are very passionate about what we do. And it's just a way to get connected to the song, so when you come out to a show, you're familiar with the music.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And we're not singing strange songs to you.
Mm-hmm,
so check it out, and check out my YouTube channel for the videos. I've done videos for pretty much every project. Videos are very important to me for translating what I am trying to say.
Well, yeah, if you're a model, then you're also, then you're a visual artist as well.
Very visual. And Transcend is something that I saw the video for as soon as I wrote it, and I knew I would need to
really
have people see this emotion that I was trying to express in this song. You know, my subconscious was telling me, or conscious was saying, transcend, transcend, transcend through all this adversity. And you can't really, it's hard to express that. It was easier to show people exactly what I was talking about.
And it's a little, you know, provocative in one part. I'm holding a sign that says something kind of provocative that's been said to me. And it's something that I had to transcend. And if you watch the video on my YouTube channel at Orlando Parker Jr., you'll see that. And then we go into from the transcend.
So that's
video.
Really raw and honest.
It's very honest. Yeah. And we filmed that at the LGBT Center in Raleigh downtown.
Okay.
And it walks you from that into a live performance at the Poorhouse where we all performed Valerie, the 2017, my 2017 version of it. And I call it 2017 because I have a 2016 version of Master Blaster and Valerie. So I like to just, okay. you know, let
okay.
people know
all
which
right.
one I'm referring
all right.
to.
Okay. Okay.
So the way I wanted that video to go is when people told me that I could not succeed because of certain things, I'm showing you that I'm existing in that space and right there at the LGBT
right.
Center. And I literally walked right from there onto the stage that you told me that I couldn't be on.
Right.
And I performed there.
Right.
At
right.
the Poorhouse in the video yeah. and then performed at the Poorhouse a week and a half later in real life.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Right. In your face.
Yeah. yeah. And that's just the way
yeah.
that's how it's done.
Yeah.
You got to keep moving forward.
Yeah. Don't listen to the naysayers.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's been
usually
great.
People who are trying to make you feel bad, they just don't know how to make themselves feel good.
Yeah, but they're few and far between. I think most people are very loving and supportive, and they want to see you succeed because when you succeed, it makes them feel like it's a possibility for them.
Yeah,
that's what I gather when I see people doing well. I'm just like, oh my God, it's real. It can happen.
Yeah, well, so isn't it great when you see someone like doing that. Well instead
yeah.
of like, I mean, who wants to watch someone in misery?
Well, there's a few people like that too.
yeah,
like the leader
that's
of
true.
The free world.
That's what I was gonna say. Like many people in government now.
Yeah. Let's not get into that.
Right. And
you know,
the,
I'm wearing my
course,
Stand Against HB2 shirt
that's
right now.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. But of course, anything we say on this show is just that we're talking about our views and not the views of
exactly.
the station.
I love everybody, and I sing for everyone, whether you're a
that's
Republican
right.
or Democrat.
That's
I love
right.
you.
That's
Democrats,
right. Independent. Not crack. All of it.
Because crack is whack.
That's true. Yes. 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 All right. Well, so
we're gonna do another song before we head out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And. We're not going to do something that's not on the EP. We're going to do Love's in Need of Love today because it's one of my absolute favorite songs, and you'll hear why. Love is in need of love today, more now than ever. And so hopefully people will be inspired by this.
All right.
Like
all
we
right.
are.
All right. Orlando Parker Jr.
Good morning or evening, friends. I'm your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everyone. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter into tears and pain. It's that love's in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey,
possession. And it will, if we let it, destroy everyone. Yeah. We all must take precautionary measure. If love and peace you know you treasure, then you'll hear me. I will be back anytime you will have me.
Licks, whenever you just come on back whenever you got something to promote, like a new EP or another show or another fundraiser.
I'll see you in May then.
Always something to do.
There's always something.
All right. Thanks again. This was.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very, very, very nicely done.
Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who has been supporting my music out there, because there's a lot of people. Like the couple I met last night who said they wanted me to sing at their wedding. That was amazing, and it floored me. And he said the nicest things about Transcend.
You know what? He's trying to, because he's trying to get you before you cost too much money.
Well, you better hurry up.
Let's book him now, because you know, in like another year or so. Yeah. 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 You'll be like, pray. I'm sorry. You'll have to talk to this person who's handling my schedule now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love everyone out there, and there's been so much support. in front and behind the scenes, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. All right. Well, thanks so much, Orlando Parker Jr. and Ian Limbaugh. And you can find out more about Orlando Parker Jr. and his music and when he's playing and see his videos if you just search him basically anywhere.
Google search me.
Google search, but like Facebook.
Facebook is great. I like to be connected to the people. So connect to me.
All right.
Touch my hand.
And you're good at keeping it up to date. You put your shows on there. You'll put when you've got your new music out, you'll promote it on that.
Always.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on Licks and Lyrics. And you are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough.